Sickandtiredofbeingsickandtired.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. You trying to lose weight? You need to get more disciplined with exercise and your lifestyle. Well, understand this, that obesity and being overweight is increasing and it's on the rise, but you can win. You don't have to be stuck. It's all about lifestyle. It's all about making decisions. It's all about understanding that there's hope regardless. Now, when your doctors are working with you and you've got diagnosed with something, they've got a good game plan. You always want to follow that, but also know that there's responsibility. There's only so much they can do. And again, they're counting on you to make some really important changes in your life, and you can. So on this show, hopefully we can be a place, a landing pad for you to be able to get some good information, to bounce ideas off of, and for you to get inspired and motivated and know that you can, that you're not stuck. That's what this show is all about. It's about encouraging you to go to the next level with your health and with your life. Bobby, you're next with us on the line. How can I help?
Yes, I have three medical questions. Number one is about my eyes. Uh-huh. I see very well up close, but I have a problem at a distance, and I don't even drive at night now because of that. But when I'm in the car with someone else, the car lights from a distance look like stars. Okay. And I looked out the window the other night, and it looked like the moon. There were three moons. Do you have any idea what this is?
Definitely hope you're not driving with that. Have you gone to your optometrist yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
Okay. Hopefully you're making an appointment tomorrow. What's your next question? Yeah, you need to go see the eye doctor.
Don't have any idea what could cause.
Well, your eyes are, there could be, what's happening technically could be, there's a lot of could be's in that. So, I mean, it's not just saying, oh, well, it's this. There has to be a complete eye exam and a lot of details. There's 20 different could be's of what that could be. So for me to answer that, I'm not going to give you a good answer until
you don't have any idea what.
Well, I can't look in your eyes. You need to go see someone, like I said, and have them look. I mean, you're asking me to go off what you're telling me and not look inside your eye. And there's not anybody in this country that would do that, and I wouldn't either. So. I'm telling you, the best answer for you is to make an appointment tomorrow for the eye doctor, period. And let them go in, look, and see exactly what's going on, and then they'll give you a great game plan. Now, once they tell you what they find, if you want to talk nutrition, you want to talk lifestyle and all that, you can give me a call. We can talk about it. But until that happens, best thing you can do is go see your doctor. What's the other question?
Hey, I'm only 5 foot tall, and I have thyroid disease.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I weigh about 128, which is, I'm not obese, but I'm a little overweight.
Okay.
And I can't exercise that much because of my back pain. It's in my lower back, in my hip, and down my leg. It sounds like sciatic nerve. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know what would be best to do for that or what. But the pain, I've been trying to do some exercises, and that's why I'm gaining weight in the middle. And it's really hard to get the weight off, you know, when you don't exercise.
Sure. Well, when are you going to start exercising?
I've already started, but it hurts my back so bad. The pain is severe in my lower back, in my hip, and down my right leg.
Now, have you seen a doctor yet for the back pain?
No, my medical doctor knows about it, but I haven't seen a specialist about this.
I'm
wondering if it would be good to see a chiropractor.
Yeah, a chiropractic physician would be a great option. I mean, definitely when you've got something going on like that, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's always a great option. Because in medicine, typically, there's only so far that your doctor can go. And they're just not trained. I mean, they're going to look at it. And what I mean by that is they're trained to look and see if there's anything fractured. You've got your specialist you can go to, like a neurologist, that could look at it and see if there's any nerve damage. But at the end of the day, you're probably going to get just, you know, some form of medicine, muscle relaxers, and that kind of thing. Chiropractic physicians really look at it from a different perspective. The only other doctor that's more in the medical line would be a DO. But I think chiropractic physicians do a great job, personally, with that sort of care. And until you've looked, I mean, again, that's your own choice. You want to go see if that's right for you. But a consultation to get some information, to give you peace of mind, and maybe have a good game plan is always worth it. So, I mean, in my mind, I would always go and do that and at least get their opinion on that. So just a couple things to think about. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're a soda drinker, I want you to check this out just because it is incredible, some of the things that they've come up with as far as the facts about soda drinking. Now, these are your typical mainstream sodas that I'm going to talk about, all right? They do have organic sodas out there that actually pretty much don't have any of the bad stuff in it. There's some really good. Virgil's makes a really good soda that actually has certain vitamins and minerals in it. They don't have anything, I mean, made with original cola nuts. There's some great organic sodas out there. So, again, we all say sodas, and so you really want to be, you don't just want to throw them out altogether, because not all of them are bad. Not all of them have phosphoric acid and all these things in it. There are some natural versions. They put weird fat in weird places. And they said in the latest bad news for the soda industry, Danish researchers discovered that drinking non-diet soda leads to dramatic increases in fat buildup around your liver and your skeletal muscles, both of which contribute to insulin resistance and diabetes. The study revealed that people who drank a regular soda every day for 6 months saw 132 to 142% increase in liver fat, 117 to 221% jump in skeletal fat, and about 30% increase in both triglyceride blood fats and organ fats. So just so you know, the fat that we have around our organs is one of the worst fat for disease that you can have. And so you really want anything that causes that, you definitely want to be extremely careful with that. And it also increased cholesterol. They say there's what we call a diet soda belly. Now, you think the diet sodas are good for you because you're avoiding all the extra calories. But the aspartame and some of the other sweeteners, sucralose, that they use, they found have been an issue. So they said it's not surprising that drinking all the sugar in the sodas would cause the weight gain. But what is surprising is that even diet soda will pack on the pounds. Researchers from the University of Texas Health Science Center monitored 475 adults for 10 years, and they found that those who drank diet soda had a 70% increase in waist circumference over the 10-year study, compared with those who didn't drink any soda at all. Those who drank more than two diet sodas per day saw a 500% waist expansion, just 16 micrograms per person per day of the 4-methylmethoxazole is enough to pose a cancer threat. Most of the sodas that you are drink today that have the brown coloring, one can contains 200 micrograms. That's unbelievable. Think about that when you're dealing with cancer. When we come back, we'll wrap up with a couple of the damaging effects of what sodas can do and what some of the research has to say about it. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Full life.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can check us out online, getwellradio.com. I want to welcome our newest affiliate, AM 630 Truth Talk, right there in St. Louis. Excited to be a part of the team there. And, of course, Mark and Lauren, all the team, just excited to be there and looking forward to all that we can do in St. Louis to empower the health and lives of so many. So if you're listening in St. Louis right now and you're saying, who is this guy and what is this show? Listen, we're here for you each and every night. So if you've got questions about your health, you want to talk about you or maybe a family member, or you want to figure out how to live a healthier lifestyle and maybe get on the right track, or you need just kind of a good kick in the rear to make it happen, well, we're here for you. And if you need anything, you can always go online, getwellradio.com. We were talking about sodas and just some of the effects that are out there and what they can do. Now, we all know that there are certain components, but everybody just says, well, soda's bad. Well, okay, what does that mean? It's like soda's bad. Well, no, they actually make some organic sodas that are okay, made with sparkling water and doesn't have all the junk in them. The number one, they're really bad about storing organ fat. So organ fat, one of the biggest issues that we find with disease, in that it can cause more fat to store around the organs. So you want to be careful with that. It can create what we call a diet soda belly. And so those that drank diet sodas, they found over a 10-year study, their waistline increased 500%. So if your waist is bigger than you want it to be, there you go. And then also, the caramel color that is in a lot of the sodas, they found, is extremely cancer-causing. Matter of fact, there's components called 2-methylmediazole and 4-methylmediazole. And they said that just 16 micrograms of the 4-methylmediazole is enough to cause cancer. Well, one can of cola contains 200 micrograms. How's that working out for you? Accelerated aging is another piece of it. They say diet or regular sodas contain phosphates or phosphoric acid. It's a weak acid that gives colas their tangy flavor and improves the shelf life. Although it exists in many whole foods, such as meat, dairy, and nuts, too much phosphoric acid can lead to heart and kidney problems, muscle loss, and osteoporosis. So one study suggests it could trigger accelerated aging. The study published in 2010 of the FASEB journal found that the excess of phosphate levels found in sodas caused lab rats to die a full 5 weeks earlier. And, of course, they've been trending to talk to soda manufacturers to decrease that, but they're actually increasing it, and they have over the past few decades. So another big one is water pollution. The artificial sweeteners in diet sodas don't break down in our bodies, and so they're passed out. The wastewater treatment plants catch them before they enter the waterways, and they have found high amounts. In 2009, Swiss scientists tested water samples from wastewater treatment plants, rivers, and lakes in Switzerland, and they detected certain levels of acetylamine K, sucralose, saccharin, all of which are currently and have been used in diet sodas. And they said the only thing they know for sure is that with sucralose found in the rivers and lakes, it's decreased some of the organism's feeding habits. So think about that for a minute. The Mountain Dew Mind, they call it, dentists have named for the condition they see in kids who drink too much Mountain Dew. They wind up with a Mountain Dew mouth full of cavities caused by the drink's excessive sugar levels. The Mountain Dew Mind may be the next medical condition that gets named after the stuff, an ingredient called brominated vegetable oil, or BVO, added to prevent flavoring from separating from the drink, is an industrial chemical used as a flame retardant in plastics. How is that working out for you? I mean, really? Really? It's also found in other citrus-based drinks and sports drinks. So the chemical has been known to cause memory loss and nerve disorders when consumed in large quantities. Researchers also suspect that, like the brominated flame retardants used in furniture foam, the chemical builds up in the body fat, possibly causing behavioral problems, infertility, and lesions on heart muscles over time. Whacked out hormones is another big one. And they say that, of course, the BPA, which is found in the aluminum cans, bisphenol A is used to keep the acids in sodas from reacting with metal. BPA is also known to interfere with hormones and has been linked to everything from infertility to obesity and diabetes and some form of reproductive cancers. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have pegged soda cans along with restaurant, school, and fast food meals as a major source of the chemical. They said that Coke and Pepsi right now are currently locked in a battle to see which company will be the first to develop a 100% plant-based organic bottle, which they're touting as BPA-free. Neither company will be willing to switch to BPA-free aluminum cans. So, interesting what we've seen with the whole soda deal. And, again, it's like we know it's bad, but what does it actually do? And that's a whole list right there that can help. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi, doctor.
Good to talk with you. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to let people be aware of something that happened to me.
Okay.
It was simply over a flu shot.
What happened?
December the 7th of last year, I said, I'll get a flu shot. I won't get sick because I'm 74 years old. I retired 5 times. I just keep working. I was playing golf 2 or 3 times a week and working full time.
And what happened?
Flu shot. And 13 days later, I checked myself into University of Tennessee Emergency Department.
And what happened?
Well, they put me on a ventilator for about 7 days trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And they finally come up the fact that when I took this flu shot, it's called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's better known as GBS.
Right.
This shuts down your nervous system. I woke up 10 days later in the hospital. I was paralyzed from the waist down.
My goodness. Tell you what, we're going to go into a break right now. I want you to hang tight, and we'll finish up the discussion with what you experienced after having a vaccine and what your experience was, and then we'll talk a little bit in detail. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Texting while sleeping. Now, this is new. You hear about sleepwalking? Well, most of us are familiar with that. But now, of course, with cell phones and everybody having their phone right by their hip, there's something that's a phenomenon called sleep texting, or texting while sleeping. Some say that sleep texting is a sign that we're part of the technologically advanced times. One person said, I have to look at full conversations while I'm asleep, but I don't remember any of them. People are capable of performing complex activities during certain phases of sleep. And now texting appears that it could be a new part of issues with people's sleep. People sleep with their phones. I know I have. How many times have you fallen asleep with your phone? I use the alarm on my phone a lot of times, but I don't like keeping the phone on me because of the electromagnetic radiation the phone puts off a lot. And if you don't have a magnet, they have these little devices that you could actually put in the back of the phone. Let me see what the name of this one is. It's called the Shield. And the Shield, I believe it's theshield.com, something like that. $20, and you can get a little a device you can put inside by your battery. And it people say, does that really work? Yeah, it's enough. It's worth it because it can block a lot of the radiation. You know, if you keep your cell phone on your hip or in your pocket or near your head all day, every little bit helps. Does it get all of it? Probably not. But does the mechanism work behind it? Yes. It's not a gimmick. Anything you can do magnetic on your body, a lot of the magnets that you see, that can be very beneficial for your overall health and to really make a difference. So when you're thinking about doing something like that, you want to be very protective. But, yeah, the sleep texting is important. Always keep your phone away from you, not just from the texting part, but it is good to sleep. When you're sleeping, it can also disrupt sleep patterns, believe it or not. If you keep your phone near your head at all, it can, not to mention the buzzing that can happen if it starts to ring or get text messages through the evening. But texting while sleeping, interesting. Amazing what's going to come up next. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're taking calls about your health. Let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Welcome, darling. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Dr. Asa. Well, about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with 5 blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately had surgery 6 days later. And actually, the reason I was diagnosed, I've been a walker for about 15 years, but I'd started jumping on the trampoline after listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
for you.
Upping the exercise made me have a little bit of discomfort in my chest, and that's why I went and got it checked out. So thank you very much for maybe saving my life, but you and Vanderbilt Hospital.
Oh, thank you.
But anyway, and they are very good doctors, and I'm very appreciative. But I haven't been told anything different to do. What I've been told is it's hereditary.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a little frustrating. I'm taking some medication now, but it's just a little frustrating that they haven't, and maybe there's not anything else I can do. You know, I don't know. I'm not overweight. I've never been overweight. And like I said, I do exercise daily.
Here's the thing. So tell me what a typical day looks like for you now. Have you changed your eating habits? Sounds like you're exercising. But have you made any major modifications, or you're kind of asking me, what's next?
Well, I'm pretty much a healthy eater and have been. I mean, my friends couldn't believe it because I'm a big salad eater, not a heavy meat eater. Now, I have eaten sweets my whole life, but I've cut down on that. But I guess I'm just curious.
Let's define healthy. Okay? So eating salads really doesn't mean someone eats healthy. All right, and I'm just saying that. So I tell you what, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right now, at this point, you know, post-heart condition, that kind of thing, give me kind of a synopsis of what a day looks like.
Breakfast, I drink black coffee, have a bowl of shredded wheat and bran. I use almond milk, and I eat, like, a cup of blueberry.
Okay.
Then mid-morning, I have this fruit, usually banana or pear or something like that. Then for lunch, I have a huge salad. And then for dinner, it's usually something like a sweet potato and a vegetable and possibly a piece of chicken. I eat some red meat, but not much. And no pork.
All right.
So that's about it.
Where's the fats? I don't hear a lot of fats in your diet.
I eat a lot of fat in my diet.
All right. There's the problem. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Fats, and it's okay. It's all right. And that's why I want to tell you, because fats are really important. They're important because for heart health, they do a lot. And matter of fact, the good fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, play a big role. Like cod liver oil or fish oil is really important. Coconut oil is really good to cook with, along with butter. I know you're thinking, well, I thought that caused heart attacks. Not really. Actually, what it does, butter has components in it that can actually help reduce the plaquing in the arterial walls. And I'll tell you some foods that are really good. Eggs, whole eggs, probably when somebody has heart conditions, whole eggs have been shown to be some of the best food sources that you can actually eat. Because the egg yolk itself, not egg whites and not the fake eggs, but the actual whole egg, there's components in the egg yolk that are very heart protective. And there's a component called lecithin and choline. Both of those are in the yolk of the egg. And they help kind of pull off or emulsify the fat or melt the fat off, or the plaquing is probably a better word to put it, the plaquing off the arterial walls and help get rid of it. And so a lot of studies done on eggs and the efficacy of eggs and how well they work. So something to think about as you know, you're planning your dietary way of eating. So it's just something to think about. But exercise, yeah, that's important. That plays a big role. But your diet is the key. When it comes to heart health, that is really, I think, one of the biggest topics that anyone can focus on. So just something to think about as you're walking down that path. And when you go talk to your cardiologist and your team that you have with you, maybe mention some ideas. Do some research on your own. Bring it to them and say, hey, is this okay? They're probably not going to say it's bad. Matter of fact, a lot of the AHA, the American Heart Association, which I'm a member of, it, they are changing some of the guidelines as far as the foods and kind of the heart-healthy diet, if you will. And it's mentioning a lot of the healthy fats in it because they're recognizing that that plays a big role in our overall health. Be careful with carbohydrates. And from the late 80s and early 90s, really the carbohydrates, and even the good ones like sweet potatoes and all, they're fine and they're healthy for you. Okay, so don't get me wrong. But when you have carbohydrates, you want to make sure that you eat them with some type of fat, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, something like that, because the good fats actually help with the blood sugar related issues that can come from a piece of fruit or from eating a sweet potato or brown rice or whatever. So it's good to have some fats, maybe avocado or whatnot. That's just good practice. So protein, fat, and carbohydrate in all your meals, from research and what it says, is a good way to go. Just keeping everything balanced is always the key. That's what the body always wants. And so even though maybe you don't have an ongoing plan that they laid out for you, I would mention some things. Maybe in my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the anti-inflammatory diet and, you know, foods that will reduce inflammation in the body, foods that will actually add inflammation that one should probably avoid for optimal health. But yeah, I mean, just some of those little keys. Do they have you, by the way, I have a quick question. Do they have you, what medicine do they put you on after that?
Metoprolol twice a day. The beta blocker, and right. I've tried three different statins, and I can't take them. I'm not taking
joint
them
pain.
Yeah,
a lot of joint pain. You take statin?
Oh, just yes, just different things. But anyway, I'm not taking that anymore. But I do take niacin, 1500 milligrams of niacin a day.
Okay.
And fish oil, and oh, I don't know.
Are you taking the oil or the gel caps?
The gel caps.
Yeah, switch over to the oil. You might want to look into that because the gel caps a lot of times they can turn rancid the way they make them. And the when you heat a fish oil and put it into a gel cap, it turns into a trans fat. And we all know that that's, you know, can be potentially cancer causing. So you want to be careful with the gel caps themselves unless it's been tested, they're mercury free and they were cold pressed and, you know, it's all in how they're made. But the oil is always a better way to go. It sounds like you've got a good plan together. CoQ10 is a big one, too. There's some good research on that when people have had any kind of heart-related condition. And ubiquinol is actually a better version of the CoQ10. It's absorbed better. And, again, good research on that as well. But the biggest thing, if you're asking my thoughts on it, like where do I go from here kind of thing, usually is diet. And if you've got your exercise plan down, which is probably the toughest for a lot of people, they really struggle with exercise, have a hard time with it. That's one of the biggest issues with someone that has had any type of heart-related condition is exercise program. So if you got that down with no problem, that's fantastic. You're already ahead of the game. So I would just focus more on your diet and really getting that tight, knowing that the foods that you put inside your body become your body. You know, your cells are made from the foods that you eat. And that does play an enormous role in your overall health. But keep me posted. I think you're doing great. Sounds like you've got a good plan. Just adding some fats in your diet might be something you want to look into. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Coming back about your health and about your life. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. You know why? You're thinking, how is that good news? It's good news because it gives you hope. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which most of us have in the United States, the good news is if we can make some radical changes, which will yield radical results, then we can lifestyle our way out and get well. That is the hope that we have. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Great or small, know this. Know that God will carry you through. He's the same in the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley, and He will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think He needs to, but in the way that He will always do, because that's just who He is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, He's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. You're listening to Dr. Ace on call, 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bagged salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed, triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it. It's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis. Just because we're still in some of the flu season, you want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels, but ionic silver is really important too, and astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system, and vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Ace. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadama, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates and vegetables, then it's there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance, not one heavier than the other and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other, because your body needs all those nutrients every day. Regardless of what your blood type is, your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids. That all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others? And because your blood type, I think this is my opinion. If you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body and stay away from the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empower Your Health, because the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective is what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I come down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And right. I thought, well, it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself, is it coming out in one area?
No,
or is
I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was at Mechanic and my neighbor advised me for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do, to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent...
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.